Chapter 2. Dr. Bryce.
Tonight? Tonight?
Mum was furious.
Why didn't you tell us before, Mike?
I didn't know, Dad said. Dr. Bryce only phoned me at work 2 hours ago. I couldn't say no.
Why didn't you talk to me and Cameron first, before writing to Dr. Bryce?
I turned away. Mum was looking at Dad like she hated him. I did not want to watch them.
I couldn't say anything until I was sure that Dr. Bryce could help Cameron, Dad said.
He'll be here soon, so we have to work together. Dr. Bryce won't help us if you look at him angrily. He'll see that you are against the transplant operation.
I won't do that. Are you happy now? Can I go downstairs?
I asked.
You argue about me all the time, and I hate it. I don't want to sit here between you both and be piggy in the middle.
As soon as I heard myself say piggy in the middle, I stopped and started to laugh. Then, just as suddenly, I began to cry. I tried to stop, but I could not, and Mum put her arms round me.
Don't cry, Cameron,
Dad said. You don't need to meet Dr. Bryce if you don't want to.
But I want to, I said. Then why are you crying?
Mum said. But I did not answer, because I did not know why I was crying. Suddenly, the doorbell rang.
It's Dr. Bryce, Dad said.
If you don't want to see him, I'll send him away.
It's okay. I'll wash my face, and then I'll see you downstairs.
I washed my face, and then sat on my bed. The moment I met Dr. Bryce, my life was going to change. But was it going to be a better life or worse? I could tell Dad that I did not want to meet Dr. Bryce and die before my 14th birthday. Or I could go downstairs. I watched Dr. Bryce very carefully, but he did not look away from me or give me a smile that was not real. This was different from how many other adults acted or looked at me because I was sick. I'm sorry, but I couldn't tell you before today that I was coming, he told us. I have to be very careful, as I am sure you can understand.
Why?
I asked. Mum and Dad might understand. But I did not. I was tired of people talking around me and past me and through me. It was like I was already dead. And I was not dead. There aren't enough human organ donors. So my team, the other doctors I work with, we're trying something different by using pig hearts. But some animal rights groups don't like what we're doing. They don't think that we should use animals for our experiments.
Do you believe that?
I asked.
No,
Dr. Bryce said. I eat meat, and we don't treat the animals badly.
But you breed your animals to kill them,
Mum said. Some people think that's treating them badly. People eat meat from animals all the time. Which is worse? Eating meat or using animals to save a human life?
Do the animal rights people write to you a lot?
I asked. Some of them do. People believe different things, and I understand that. If you have the transplant, we must keep the operation a secret. In the past, some people tried to burn my house because of my work.
My family and I have moved to a different house 3 times. I don't want the same thing to happen to you. Is that why you didn't tell us you were coming until 2 hours ago? Yes, and that's why you must keep all of this private. So why don't you change your job? Because I love the work I do, and it's the only thing that I'm good at doing. Dr. Bryce looked only at me when he spoke. I felt that he was trying to tell me something, but I did not understand what he meant. How does it work? I asked. There is one big problem with taking an organ from an animal and putting it in a human. Because our bodies sometimes reject transplanted organs, we had to find a way to stop this happening. We need the animal heart to seem just like a human organ. So, we put human DNA into pig embryos and then put them inside a sow, a girl pig. 4 baby pigs were born with DNA changes to their hearts and other organs. If we can get the human body to think that the pig's heart is a human one, it won't kill it. We also use anti-rejection drugs, which are medicines that help hide that it's a pig's heart. Why don't you use other animals? I asked. We use pigs because their organs are very close in size to human organs. And we already breed them for food, so it was the next step to use them for our research. Do pigs' hearts work when they're put into humans? We've never done this before. We transplanted pig hearts into a few other animals, but no humans. What? Mum shouted. Is my son an experiment? No, Mrs. Kelsey, Dr. Bryce replied. I'm here because I really think that the operation will work. Mum started to speak, but Dad looked at her. She did not say anything else, but I knew that she wanted to. I hope that operations like these will become normal in the future, Dr. Bryce continued. But for now, we must be careful. We want people to be with us and not against us. I am also talking to a young woman about having this operation. She's strong, she's an artist, and she's got a husband and a child. And how about me? I asked. You're young and strong. You have all your life before you. There's nothing to lose, I said. I know that I don't have long to live. Cam, don't say that, Mum and Dad said together. Don't you understand? I know what's happening to me, I cried. Everybody was silent. It's my body and my heart. I want to ask questions and say how I feel. Do you have any more questions for me, Cameron? Dr. Bryce asked. Who will you choose? The woman or me? That's why I'm here, to decide. How do you feel about this transplant, Cameron? Dr. Bryce smiled. And what do you think, Mr. and Mrs. Kelsey? I think that you should do it, Dad said immediately. I want what Cameron wants, Mum replied quietly. Which pig will you use? I asked. A pig called Trudy. She's very special. But Cameron, do you want to be the first person to have this operation? I did not really want to be the first person. I wanted to be the second or third or fourth. But it was first or nothing at all. "Yes, Dr. Bryce," I said. "I want to live." I needed to share all this with someone. I really wanted to tell my grandmother. Nan is a good listener and always keeps secrets, but she lives so far away. So I went to see Marlon. "Promise you won't tell anyone, Marlon," I told him. He had to understand that this was important. "Not even your mum and dad. Do you promise?" "I promise," he said, looking me straight in the eye. "But what are you going to tell people after the operation?"
"I'll tell them I had a heart transplant."
"But it's a pig's heart."
"No one will know that if you don't tell them," I said.
"Don't worry, I won't." "Dr. Bryce is going to wait for 6 months after the transplant before telling the media, and he won't use my name." "Do you want it to be you?" Marlon asked. Then he said, "Sorry, that was a stupid question."
"No, it's not," I said. "But you, Mum and Dad, and all my friends will live for a long time. I won't."
Marlon turned away. Nobody liked it when I spoke about how short my life was. Only Nan thought that it was interesting to talk about death because of her age. But she lived 200 miles away, and it was not the same to talk to her on the phone.
"Do you think that a pig's heart will change you?" he asked.
"I won't change inside, where it's really important," I replied.